KWCO FM HD1 Chickasha. It's time for news.
Cloudy, windy, and 67. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News today, Tuesday, May the 1st. News sponsored by the First National Bank and Trust, DeHard Heating and Air Conditioning, and Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle. Going to be cloudy, windy, and warm today as we expect a high about 77. Chance for some storms possibly. Good chance for some storms tomorrow with an opportunity for some severe weather tomorrow evening. So make sure you stay weather aware. Frightening moments for the children and driver of a Chickasha school bus involved in a traffic accident. The story part of today's Cool News.
One bank. One local bank. One crazy, mad about you community bank. That's First National. If you're involved in the community served by First National Bank, you know us. Our people live to serve. We're in the chamber. We're active in local churches. You meet us at the stock shows, arts festivals, parades, and charity events that bring our community to life. So if you're looking for a bank that cares about the community as much as you do, there's only one bank, one local bank. First National Bank and Trust Company, 11 locations to serve you. Member FDIC.
A Chickasha school bus loaded with children involved in a traffic accident yesterday. None of the estimated 20 children on the bus seriously hurt, although at least two were going to go to the hospital as a precaution. The bus driver and the driver of the other vehicle in the crash both taken by ambulance to the hospital, their conditions unknown. The bus driver identified as Alton Rollins, the name of the other driver, not available. The accident happened about 2:30 yesterday afternoon in a residential area at 8th and Dakota. Mostly middle school students had just gotten on the bus a few minutes earlier and were headed home for the day. Rachel Cooper's 14-year-old son was among the passengers.
Hopefully he's all right. We're just going to go get him checked out to be sure, you know. I hate to wait and then there be something really wrong, you know. I just hope everybody's all right.
Many Chickasha school officials rushed to the scene, including interim superintendent Jack Heron and middle school principal Dan Turner. An official police report not immediately available. It appeared that the school bus may have pulled out from a stop sign and was hit by an extended cab pickup near the left front tire of the bus. A high-speed pursuit that started in Elgin early Sunday ended in Chickasha when a vehicle crashed into a field. A Chickasha police affidavit indicates Elgin authorities tried to make a traffic stop on a van, and the vehicle headed north on the H.E. Bailey Turnpike at speeds estimated at 130 miles per hour. A Chickasha police officer saw the van exit the turnpike at Highway 81, pursued it north on 4th Street, then west on Missouri, speeding through several neighborhoods. During the pursuit, the van slowed just enough for a passenger to jump out, but the chase continued. It finally ended a few blocks later when the van crashed at 20th and Missouri. A female driver fled on foot. Police were unable to find her. Officials did find some ID for the driver, however, and the passenger that jumped out was arrested, and he even identified the driver, which matched the ID that authorities found. That passenger, 26-year-old Jacob Daniel Farley, who lists a hometown of Jay, had active warrants out of Grady County. More cool news coming right up.
It's spring. The birds are singing, the flowers are blooming, but the weather doesn't know what it's doing. For a comfortable home this season and year-round, talk to DeHard Air Conditioning. They're offering up to a $1,700 rebate or up to 72 months 0% interest financing on a qualifying new Lennox system that can keep your home feeling perfect inside no matter what's happening outside. Call DeHard Air Conditioning today, 405-224-0184, or visit them online at DeHardAC.com. License number ME1386.
A Chickasha man wanted in connection with a residential burglary last month in custody. 60-year-old Stephen Allen Parks taken into custody by a Grady County Sheriff's deputy over the weekend. The warrant for Parks issued last month after the burglary occurred March 20th, where some lawnmowers were taken from a home in the 1200 block of Georgia. Parks charged with felony burglary and a misdemeanor of knowingly concealing stolen property. He remains in jail in lieu of a $20,000 bond. A Garvin County jail inmate on the run, and authorities say he should be considered armed and dangerous. Authorities looking for 32-year-old Jason Glenn Willis. Media reports say he attacked a detention officer Sunday night and ran through an emergency exit of the Garvin County Courthouse in Pauls Valley. Willis is from the Davis area and is a convicted felon who was awaiting a court appearance on a weapons charge. He's Caucasian, about 5'11", 150 pounds, with a stocky build. He has hazel eyes, short brown hair, and a slight brown beard. He has tattoos on his chest and the back of both arms. If you have information about Jason Glenn Willis, you're asked to call 911. A silver alert issued for a missing Oklahoma City woman. 66-year-old Paula Juarez reported missing from her apartment in the 5900 block of South Main, last seen about 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon. There's not much of a description available for Juarez, other than she's Caucasian and has very short gray hair. She may be driving a newer model Dodge pickup. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange, $68.47 a barrel. London-based Brent crude, $75.17. Natural gas, $2.76 per million BTUs. Gold, $1,309. And silver, $16.28. Obituaries today include 84-year-old Barbara Dobry of Pocasset. Funeral will be at 1 o'clock Friday afternoon at Sevier Funeral Home. Our weather forecast, cloudy, windy, and warm today. We'll have a high in the mid to upper 70s. Slight chance for some showers and storms. And that's going to be with us through tomorrow and into Thursday. A slight risk for severe weather in extreme western Oklahoma for later today. And there'll be an enhanced risk for severe weather for central Oklahoma for Wednesday afternoon and for Wednesday night. Make sure you stay weather aware. Right now, cloudy, windy, and 67 downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
This was his old chair, the one he sat in to watch his favorite games. You think he's just in the backyard, raking up the last of the leaves, but the yard's empty, and you know it. It takes time to grieve the loss of family and friends. For 70 years and now three generations, Sevier Funeral Home has been guiding families through their losses, helping them gradually turn their sorrow into lasting memories of a loved one now gone. Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle.
In sports, Amber Pocasset and Fort Cobb-Broxton baseball teams will face off in one of the opening round games of the Class A State Baseball Tournament this week. The two teams to play at 6:30 Thursday night at DeLisi Park in Oklahoma City, where all the Class A State Tournament games will be played. AMPO, the number 4 seed with a 21-5 record going in. Fort Cobb-Broxton, the number 5 seed, 25-7. The two teams did not play during the regular season, though Fort Cobb-Broxton did win the AMPO tournament. Fletcher is the number 6 seed in the state tournament. They'll take on number 3 seed Roth. Fletcher, under the direction of Chickasha native Jared King, is 26-7. Fletcher and Roth play the opening game of the Class A tournament 11 o'clock Thursday morning. Checking some of the regional tournaments, Class 4A at Blanchard. Blanchard will play Paul's Valley, Elk City, and McLeod in that four-team regional. Tuttle is hosting a regional. They'll play Tecumseh first round, Weatherford and Bethany, the other two schools there. Class 3A, Marlow is hosting Marietta, Comanche, and Kingston, with Marlow playing Marietta in the opener. In the 2A regional at Calera, two area teams will meet in the first round, Minko and Dibble. Calera plays Community Christian, and Apache is hosting a 2A regional. They'll play Mangum in the opening round, and Hobart will play Stroud. USAO baseball and softball players again recognized at the conference level. For the baseball team, pitcher Jose Hidalgo wins his second straight Pitcher of the Week award from the Sooner Athletic Conference. Third time this year that the senior's been so honored. Last week, he threw 6 shutout innings and a win over Baycone College, allowing just 3 hits and striking out 12. For the softball team, pitcher Jordan Dethridge wins the weekly award, picking up 2 wins, including 1 against Oklahoma City University. She allowed just 1 earned run and 8 hits in 13 innings of work. The bracket is out for USAO's bracket for the Sooner Athletic Conference tournament coming up this week. USAO will host Texas Wesleyan, Baycone, and Panhandle State. The tournament opens Thursday. It's pool play with each team playing 3 games. USAO will play twice on Thursday against Baycone College at 1 and Panhandle State at 5. They'll play Texas Wesleyan Friday at 3 o'clock. The winner of the pool will go to Oklahoma City University Saturday to play the winner of that pool for the conference tournament title. NBA playoffs, Eastern Conference. Boston wins game 1 of their semifinal series with Philadelphia 117-101. Tonight, it's game 1 of the other Eastern Conference semifinal in Toronto, as they will host Cleveland. Western Conference semifinals, New Orleans at Golden State for game 2 of that series. Warriors lead 1-0. Our cool news, weather, and sports this morning, sponsored by Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle, DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, and the First National Bank and Trust.